This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain.
That's the president from the Rose Garden making a statement. You can hear in the background what was being shot off was tear gas. That was happening to the crowds who had to be dispersed as the president was leaving the Rose Garden after the statement to go to the church right next door to walk to the church, so that you could hear the police deploying the tear gas and the flashbangs in the background because they were clearing the crowds. Wow. It has been a crazy 7 days since George Floyd died, and we all watched it with Officer Chauvin, who now is no longer on the police force and has been charged with Floyd's murder after kneeing, rather, on his neck for almost 9 minutes while Floyd was begging to breathe. And now there are all kinds of things happening, protests across the U.S., and that is the president saying, I am your law and order president. That's one of the things he said. He ordered thousands of armed troops into Washington and then talked about curfews as well. So these are more than interesting times. And the coronavirus has taken a back seat to what now has happened to the streets of America. This all happened, of course, in Minneapolis, and our own Nathan Reeder, who is the technical director of this show, he engineers it. He is, of course, in Minneapolis. And Nathan, you're there, so you have a good set of eyes to look on what's happening. What's happened in your neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods?
Well, I'm out there as much as I've been able to be. I still try to do some social distancing. The couple days that I have actually seen stuff directly in my neighborhood over in Northeast, it's still kind of quietish. North and St. Paul, kind of along University, and definitely over in Uptown and over where everybody saw the first precinct. It's not the first precinct. It's the fifth precinct.
Third.
Yeah, the third precinct. They were in the fifth precinct the following night and the night after that. So it's just, it's stressful. It's endlessly stressful, and you can feel it everywhere. There's boards up on everything. Most people are trying to coordinate with their neighbors and search out accelerants plenty of cars that don't have any license plates on them. That's real.
I mean, that's what you're seeing. Yeah.
That's not fake news at all. That is real stuff.
So there's tension. There's tension for people because you're not certain of what's happening. And then there was an influx of guards, you know, National Guard. Did you see National Guard that were out there? I mean, they're now decreasing in Minneapolis, but they certainly sent them in.
Yeah, I mean, all activity was up over the weekend, you know, because, you know, these people probably have normal jobs and find, you know, coming to terrorize cities a fun thing to do, which really, it surprises me because it has to be organized some way easily, which is just, it's, that in itself is terrorism and, trying to lump it all into a one group called Antifa is kind of ridiculous to me.
Right, because you have, and you're saying, you're seeing different, that there's not license plates, that there's things happening with people coming from all over, and I've seen that and heard that from other people as well. Do you feel safe?
Yes, generally I do. I mean, especially the times that I've been going out, because that hasn't been in the evenings past 10. I've been out past curfew a little bit to observe in my neighborhood and the day before too. And you know, you're not seeing the curfew get enforced until a little bit into it, but people, including press, have been pushed around, and it's an echo of a knee on a neck to me. I don't know why it's, and a lot of people that are out there are peacefully trying to state that, and it's hard. Because we're so material connected, everybody, all the way up to the top, everybody that's making a lot more money from everyone else that so many socialistic movements are worried about, they're losing money too. That's why everybody is so worried about the destruction of property.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't. Would we be talking about this if the fires weren't happening? I mean, would the world be talking about it?
Yeah, and the world is talking about it, absolutely. Nathan, thank you for sharing that, and Nathan brings up some really good points, and I agree with him. I've heard similar things from people in where I grew up in Philadelphia, where it's been really horrific, and they have massive looting going on, people coming in from all over, trying to pin it on one group. But yet, it's interesting how awful it was on the weekend, and then suddenly it's not. I heard from a friend, similar to what Nathan said, that it's not made up, that there were cars without license plates, and there were all kinds of crazy things that were, you know, that were happening as a result of George Floyd's death. And the question is, how did we get here? And that's it. That's what happened. And there's some interesting movements afoot as a result of that, but curfew is now what's happened, and depending on the city, the reactions have been different. There are still are fires that are happening. There still is looting that is going on. In Chicago, hundreds of Chicago police officers clashed with groups of young men throwing rocks and bricks on Broadway after the 9 p.m. curfew started. There was clash, bottles shattered on pavements all over the place, and again, peaceful protesters earlier in the day, and then once the lights and the curfew went on, things got a little more crazy. Stay with us. More on Floyd's death coming up around the bend.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
George Floyd's family wants first-degree murder for Officer Chauvin and the other officers to be charged to the full extent of the law.
That's Ben Crump. He's the lawyer who is involved in this and seeking justice for the family and talking about, as you heard there, what the family would like to happen as a result of a week ago losing George Floyd to what can only be described as the most despicable, heinous thing that we all certainly witnessed or witnessed from afar in seeing that video over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And many things have been reported since then about the ex-officer and looking at things in the past, etc. But it all goes back to that. It all goes back to a man who shouldn't have been in that situation because of the officer who put his knee on his neck, and none of the officers around him did anything about it. And then this is what has exploded, and it's what we've seen now, been a long time coming with some of the outrageous things that have happened in this country in the last couple of months. And people are reacting to what they've seen. My name is Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you've never been here before, thanks for joining us. And we'll follow that ball of what happens with Chauvin. They've moved him into a different facility because they talked about the COVID-19 and the dangers of that, where he initially... So it's an anxious, uncertain time, certainly, in not just Minneapolis, but I think in other parts of the country because of, again, what now has happened. And I said this in the last show, where are we moving this conversation? What is going to happen as a result of this? What is going to change as a result of this and these protests and the conversation that is being had or isn't being had, actually? And Chauvin, of course, is the guy at the center of this crisis. And his wife was said she was so devastated by Floyd's death and that her sympathy is with the family and his loved ones and everyone who's grieving the tragedy. She has a lawyer because so many people were coming toward her. And she said she's appalled and is seeking a divorce. She's getting a divorce, you know, after seeing what everybody else saw on that video. She said, again, that she is devastated and asked for people to be respectful of her children or parents, etc., that there's safety and privacy during what she says is an impossible, difficult, you know, time. The coronavirus or COVID-19, you know, every time I open a show, I always talk about, okay, what's happened there? And so much of this is, it's not gone, and of course it's being talked about, but now we're seeing a lot of people not wearing masks and other things happening. There's 107 deaths in this country confirmed. Doesn't mean there isn't more, but it's what we know, it's what I call, sadly, the death odometer, which I know to be accurate. That is the confirmed deaths. Recovered, 412,000. Confirmed cases, 1.85 million. I just had a friend who, a college friend, a second college friend, who lost a sibling to COVID-19, and they were not even 50 years old. So not even 50 years old, in good health. Think that maybe they're tracing it, short of breath, had the symptoms, the dry throat, the whole thing, and didn't seem like much. Then it turned into bigger. They were sent home, yada yada, sadly, then ultimately died from it, shocking everyone and leaving a family behind where they barely could say goodbye. And that is the tragedy, certainly there. Worldwide deaths, 375,000, recovered, 2.69 million, but confirmed cases, 6.26 million. So that's a lot of cases. You know, we try to compare, people go back in history, oh, let's go back to what happened in 1918 and then carried over, what was happening in 1917 and then 1919 with the Spanish flu. And I've mentioned this many times, it's been a while, but my great-grandmother died in that pandemic in Philadelphia. Not everybody, but they weren't really social distancing and doing the mask thing. Some people were. They had a big Liberty parade, and my great-grandmother had a seven-month-old, my grandmother, and a seven-year-old, my great-aunt. And they were left without their mother because, boom, it was pretty quick. I don't know any of the details because she was never talked about. I had a different great-grandmother who I'm actually named after, and now I'm trying to kind of find out more about that family because I know nothing about them, but in a sense we're obviously related, but I just know that it was swift and that there were so many people around that were dying that everybody that could was fleeing to get out of the city because thinking, well, we need to get out of the city, which is exactly what my great grandfather did. So COVID-19, where are we with that while these demonstrations go on across the country and more stories are talked about with George Floyd and his family. And, you know, there you heard the attorney for the family saying, Crump, that it should be much more than what the officer is being charged with. And then just the confirmation that the autopsy confirmed out of Minneapolis that was commissioned by George Floyd's family. They've ruled the death of Floyd in that incident, that it was a homicide. and that the 46-year-old's heart just stopped beating while police restrained him and compressed his neck. So the medical examiner report was released on Monday, and that's exactly what it pointed to. So you heard Ben Crump from a press conference announcing the findings and what they believed should really be happening in this case. And I think it's so much of, I'll go back to this again, I can't breathe, people around, the three other officers there, the police chief of Minneapolis saying that you cannot just stand by and watch, meaning why he fired the other three officers. And this is where we're at. But like I said, in the middle of this, we still are dealing with, of course, the pandemic and the effect of the pandemic on our lives. And where are we with vaccines and possibilities of, you know, flattening the curve, as it is called, and we've been talking about this for months, and how are we with cases and outbreaks and, you know, that kind of thing. And then one of the big worries was the fact that over the Memorial Day weekend, you also had people who were, for example, in the Lake of the Ozarks, close together, weren't wearing masks, were partying, and which would be fine under normal circumstances. And, of course, at least one has tested positive for COVID-19. The thought is this could spread to other people who were there, and there were hundreds of people that were on the lake and were at a pool party, you know, as well. And on this show, we were doing a rolling poll, and thank you, so many of you are still chiming in on this, mask on or mask off, and how you felt about it. I got to say, in my neighborhood and neighboring areas, and I'm, you know, close to Dallas, people are really conscious of it. I'm seeing a lot of masks just in stores, signs saying wear a mask, don't come in if you don't have a mask on. And while there are certainly some people who aren't wearing them, it seems like to me, and again, this is just my point of view from being out, walking a dog, that kind of thing, that people are really still trying to live that way, because we're seeing, too, in the area, we're not having a lot of cases. There's more tests that are happening, and that could change the number, but there's not as many cases coming up, and a lot of people are pointing to the fact that that's exactly what's happened. People are staying home and not letting people in their homes. All right, we come back. What do you have to say about all of that? We're going to the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News. A white Omaha bar owner who shot and killed a black protester over the weekend will not be facing charges after prosecutors determined he had acted in self-defense. Douglas County Attorney Donald Klein said the actions of the bar owner, Jay Gardner, were justified. Klein acknowledged the decision would not be popular, given the calls for Gardner to be charged with murder in the death of 22-year-old James Sherlock. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she's lifting her state's stay-at-home order effective next week, easing restrictions placed on businesses and public gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. Under the new guidelines, stores will be able to have customers without appointments, and restaurants will be able to have customers dine in, but social distancing requirements remain in place. The state has noted coronavirus cases and deaths have dropped more sharply, and treatment capacities at hospitals and other healthcare facilities have improved. Whitmer moved 93% of her state into phase four of the reopening plan with the hopes of phase five by July 5th. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Interesting. We never know what kind of introduction we're going to get on the way down to the mailroom. That one was pretty fun. How about this from Sam I.M., who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well and staying safe. Mask on, definitely, to your question as to mask on or off. Why not? So I am going to do what I can to help humanity, because it certainly doesn't hurt me to put it on. It's not a big damn deal. I don't understand how it's become so politicized, although I guess I might even be answering my own question, Kate. So here's what I have for you. I'm wondering, you're on top of all things financial. When you look at what the fallout is of the pandemic and how much ultimately we're going to lose in the pandemic financially, and it is about human life. I agree with you when you say things like that. But it is costing people economically, and I think the fallout is still happening. What do you think is going to happen to the U.S. economy? Well, thanks, by the way, Sam I.M. I talked to an economist a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about it being deep and short. And that's good if the pain, you know, it's like a Band-Aid, if we can rip it off fast. But I don't think you're going to rip it off that fast. In fact, I was just reading something from the Congressional Budget Office. They sent a letter to our lawmakers on the Hill who are questioning what's going to go on. And their thought, their numbers, their number crunching, is that the U.S. economy is going to grow by $7.9 trillion less from 2020 to 2030 than was projected in January. So that's about a 3% decline, my numbers are right, in U.S. gross domestic product compared to what the initial estimate was. So that's what the shrink is going to be over the next decade, over this, you know, decade that we went into. And it's funny, it's not funny, but you remember heading into, as somebody said to me the other day, heading into 2020, everybody had all these ideas. Oh, this decade is going to be amazing. Here's the 15 things I want to happen. Here's my big hairy goal. Here's what's going to go. Yeah, everybody was, boom, going 100 miles an hour. And my buddy, he told me, he's a thought leader, that his wife said, you know what, this is like the sacred pause. It's like, whoa, like all of a sudden we are thrown into the sacred pause. And unfortunately, it's strangling so many people. I mean, numbers are one thing, but what's behind the numbers? What are people losing, everyday people losing? When the unemployment rate jumped from 3.5% in February to 14.7% in April, and it's just skyrocketed. You have 40 million plus out of work. And then here's the thing. The other side of this is people who are underemployed, or there's so much of, there's so many solopreneurs or independent contractors and side hustles, those gigs, those things that that people needed, of course, that went away because of the pandemic, because of COVID-19. So will it be a Great Depression? From everything I hear, even though those numbers are not good, the thought is, okay, look at the end of the year, things are going to start to bounce back. Things are going to start to turn around. But it's not going to be the same. That's why I say you have to reimagine what's going on. You have to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. I mean, that's what people are doing. You're reinventing what their careers were and changing and morphing into other things. All right, let's go to Adam's question here, or comment, really. And Adam said, oh, Kate, I cannot believe the things that we're seeing in the U.S., although at the same time I say I can, because it was so just outrageous, outlandish, and we hit the iceberg. I mean, we've been coming so close to that iceberg, and we probably should have hit it a million times. Where are the conversations? Where is the love for your fellow man? And you talked about the humanity of it all, and it shouldn't be about right or left, or I'm in between, or I can't decide. It shouldn't be any of the politics in this. For God's sake, we're all Americans, as you said, and how can we not reach out to our brothers and sisters, and how has this gone on for as long as it's gone on? And, of course, what is racism in police departments or in other arenas of life, and how should it be dealt with, and why hasn't it been dealt with? And, of course, you're going to trigger all of this unrest after looking at what we all saw happen to George Floyd. Yeah, to me, the thing I keep saying over and over, I mean, the president said it, of course. You know, the thing that you see over and over again that's so sad is just the fact that that could have been prevented. He's handcuffed, he's on the ground, he's crying, he couldn't breathe, he's pleading for help, and then he's dead. I mean, that's what happened. So it's a collective outrage. I mean, it's been boiling. And of course, what do you do? It's, you know, there are these protests. And so many people, and a lot of younger people, are taking to the streets because they want their voices to be heard. And unfortunately, what's weaved in between, the snakes in between, come in all different shapes and sizes. It's not one particular label that you would slap on somebody, because I think there are people that are taking advantage of the situation. Then I got this one from Josephine. Kate, I email the show every once in a while. I listen to you in Arizona. I always hear you talk about your love for Arizona. I think I heard somebody say that the other day. So I'd like to invite you to lunch if you come here. That's sweet. But when I look at what that officer Chauvin did and the fact that he was only charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter, I think that is a miscarriage of justice. And I think the three other officers not being charged or detained or any of that kind of thing with any crimes also is a miscarriage of justice as well. Well, yeah, you heard the attorney for the family say it should be first-degree murder, not third-degree murder and manslaughter. The concern they have now is this guy going to make it, period, anyway, to go on trial? He's on suicide watch, and that's not unexpected, I don't think. And the three other officers, no, they haven't, you know, all four of them were fired the day after George Floyd's death, but the other three not charged with anything. You know, I've said this before because I've had, as a news anchor and reporter and et cetera, I know a lot of police officers. I've been out with police officers where I've had ride-alongs and that kind of thing, and I've been involved in community conversations over the years, and I've seen some incredible things happen in communities. And then something like this happens. It's not every community. It's a couple of the communities that I've been in because they saw flashpoints and boiling points and things that shouldn't have happened. So, you know, you look at, again, this, you look at this man, and now what is a movement that may change? Let's hope the way things happen in this country. I just saw on the History Channel Grant, and they talk about actually Grant and Lee and the fact that they were both at West Point, and so many of the Southern generals were friends and classmates of the Northern generals at West Point, and it was fascinating to watch what happened there in our bloodiest war, which was, of course, the Civil War, and then what happened after the Civil War, and what happened in the South, and what happened in the North, and with the rest of the country, and then what happened 100 years later. And then you look at, you know, where we are today, and it was Reconstruction, which is when Grant was president. It was, okay, we're going to have Reconstruction, and watching what happened, and economically what happened, and what happened with people who had to make massive changes, and then to see what's now gone on years, whatever, 200 years after that, is just, it's just wild to look at it and to see things that have not happened while other things have happened. But particularly when it becomes, when it comes to police and when it comes to their communities and what happens with somebody like Chauvin, who is not pulled off, who is not tapped out, which is one of the things that is taught at the academies, that look, you're there. You got, that's why they travel in pairs. You got somebody that has your back for lots of different reasons, including that when you're not letting up, and all of this, because Floyd was arrested on suspicion of trying to use a forged $20 bill. Mm. Then I got one quick one here. I'll throw this out. This one is from June. Kate, how many people have been arrested in all of these protests? I would imagine some of the arrests maybe even aren't valid, and some of them are. I mean, the overall number that I saw was pretty big. It was like 44, I want to say it was 4,400 overall, but every city was different what happened, you know. Even journalists being fired at with rubber bullets, which is crazy. Odds and ends, some lighter fare, I promise, coming up. Thank you. under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And no, not just for some.
Started for Susan Kare when a college friend asked her to draw a few icons and font elements for Macintosh as barter for her Apple II computer. Think of the icon of scissors for the cut command, a finger for paste, and even a paintbrush for Mac Paint. She also designed the world's first proportionally spaced digital font family, including Chicago and Geneva. Chicago was made for a system-wide use in menus and dialogue. Besides Microsoft, she was a design consultant for IBM, Sony Pictures, and Facebook, now working with Pinterest. The Smithsonian Institute called her design language simple, elegant, and whimsical. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Hey, all right, so Susan Kare tops our odds and ends, and you heard me talk about the fact that, you know, she was employee number 10 and creative director at a thing called Next, was the company that Steve Jobs formed after he left Apple in 1985. And she was one who came up with all that stuff. And like I said, the paintbrush, etc. In a way, what a cool job. But I guess she worked like crazy, crazy, crazy hours doing that. But every time now I look at what I'm hitting when I'm in a Mac, I think of her. And it wasn't just Mac that she worked for, because she worked for lots of other people too. She She was the one that came up with the icons, certainly, as I mentioned, but there were some other things that she did as well that were actually on display at the Modern Museum of Art a couple of years ago. So I don't think she set out to become this kind of iconic person, but she certainly did become that person because she was the first and she was good at it. And she had this philosophy that she followed. She said that, you know, her principle was this, and check this out. Her principle was, don't try to be original, just try to be good. And she focused on that, she said. So she was looked at simplicity in creating these visual metaphors for computer commands. When she was doing that, that's where her focus was. So I don't know, pretty cool. Her story is a feature that we do that you can catch here on this show, America Tonight with me, or you can also catch it on Alexa. You know, when you get your a skill section, you go to your skill section and you can download those her stories. Pretty cool stuff, I have to say. All right, Captain Crunch. And we need some lightness here, right? So somebody asked me the big burning question that I could not answer, which was, what is the real name of Captain Crunch? And for the life of me, I was like, there's a real name for Captain Crunch? It's just a cereal, right? The Captain Crunch. No, Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. That is the main mascot for Captain Crunch. So, did you know? Now you know. You can astound your children, your friends, whoever, with that little piece of useless information. But I did not know that, and I was stumped. I do kind of like trivia, and I was stumped by that trivia. It's almost ironic that just a day ago, we were celebrating National Smile Day. And I'm thinking, because, you know, the mask, and it's funny, it kind of was in my head about Smile Day, and I was looking some stuff up about it, and babies, I guess, smile about 400 times a day. Do you know the average adult only smiles 20 times a day? I'm thinking maybe I smile more than that. I don't know. Or maybe I'm smiling and gritting my teeth because of the brand new puppy. But the each year they come up with a thing called Wallet Hub, crunches numbers to come up with a list of happiest states in America, and part of that is the smile thing. And they base it on all kinds of factors, income growth, weather, blah, 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 all that stuff. Well, I would say this year the smile thing might be a little skewed because of masks, although because of that, and it was in my head, I noticed how friendly people were being to me. I had to do a couple of quick errands, and people were wonderful. And they were smiling. I could see them smiling through their mask. I mean, you can kind of see that. It's strange. And it just was, I think, stuck in there, like I said. But I would say the happiest states and the factors of that, because of what's happened with the economy, the emotional state that so many of us are in, stress, all those factors could be thrown out the window. But if it was, I guess, what was leading up to be a normal year, it's not shocking to me that Hawaii is number one at the top of the list for emotional and physical well-being, that they have the lowest share of adult depression of any state, the fifth lowest divorce rate in the country. They have the fifth highest income growth, and it's the sunshine, healthy, active, outdoor lifestyle, and the state has the longest lifespan in the U.S., 81-plus-plus years. And Hawaii's been hit by COVID-19 because they rely on tourism. So tourists, if they were to go there, you have to have a 14-day quarantine, but there is something about the magic of Hawaii, as I've been lucky enough to have been there three times, and it is like stepping into a different world. There's just something, and I think that's what it is. Outdoor activities, you feel you're doing outdoor things, not that you can't do that in other places, and the I think it's just the island. It's just the feel of the island. But now they, too, like I said, feeling the crunch of, you know, COVID-19. So that would be a little bit different. And ironically, also on the list at number three, the third happiest state in the U.S., ready for this? Minnesota. Minnesota, initially, when this was all done, a couple of months right before the pandemic hit even, they were third for emotional and physical well-being, sixth for work environment, the safest, not kidding you about this, and this is all data that was crunched, the safest state in the country, third lowest divorce rate, second highest volunteer rate, that's huge, and that Minnesota residents are known, because you know the saying, Minnesota nice, Minnesota residents are known for being some of the friendliest and most inclusive people in the country, despite the snow. And I wonder now how that changes, of course, because some of the things that have happened. And being from this state, I thought it was interesting, and I kind of agree with this. New Jersey was the fifth happiest state. You know, I grew up right outside of Philadelphia, but it's technically New Jersey. And they said that New Jersey has the second lowest suicide rate in the country and the fourth lowest divorce rate. But, of course, New Jersey also has the second highest long-term unemployment rate. You know the thing about lemons? You got to turn lemons into lemonade. My uncle used to always say that. It may just be the way people in New Jersey look at life. I'm not sure, but I think some of those numbers now would be a little bit skewed since we're all in this together, as I say, every time we do this show, because we are in this together, I hope, and helping each other out. And I think so much changes as a result of that. And people are struggling with all kinds of things that they didn't have to struggle with before, or weren't anyway struggling with before, that now they find themselves in the midst of, and changing a lot of things that they do normally in their life are gone that make them happy. I read the craziest story and verified this with the hubs, but because of where we are with COVID-19 and some people not feeling safe to fly, Uber has an hourly brand new rate, $50 ride option. You can make as many stops as you need within 60 minutes. So you could go somewhere. I mean, you know, you could have a trip. You could go on a trip somewhere and boom, that's it. They're $50 for an hour, for however many hours you're going to go, and the driver's all yours during that time. But I think the thought was you could grab groceries, pick up laundry, run other errands without having to keep getting in and out of cars, which is pretty smart on Uber's part. Thanks for listening. Hug the people you can, and once again, remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.